We're in Perek Yud Bed, the last Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to describe a little bit for us more of the Chalitza process and ceremony. Mitzvah Chalitza. This is the way in which the Mitzvah of Chalitza is to be done. Bahu v'yavimto l'veiz din, v'hen mesi'in lo eitza ha'hogenes lo. He and his Yavama come to Beis Din, and they, the Beis Din, give him advice which is fitting for him. Shenemar v'karu lo zikne iro v'dibru elav. As the verse says in Devarim Chafhei Pasuk Chet, that they should speak to him, the elders of his city, and they should talk with him. So understand over here, they should give him a good eitzah. Bartanura tells us over here, it means, is this woman really someone he wants to do Yibum with? If she's much older than him, or he's much older than her, for whatever reason, there could be times when Chalitza is preferable, times when a Yibum is not such a good idea. Continues the Mishnah of Yehio Meris. She says the following, she has to say the following quote from the Torah, Me'ein yivami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, lo'ava yabmi. That she says a quote from the same perek of Chavhei in Devarim, that my Yavam has refused to establish his brother's name in Israel. He doesn't want to do Yibam. V'hu Omer, what does he say back? Lo chafatzti lekachta. He says, I did not desire to take her as a wife. Again, a quote from the same parsha in the Torah. U'b'shon ha-kodesh hayu omrim. And they would say all these things in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. V'nigsha yivimto elav v'enei hazkenim v'chaltsena lo me'al raglo v'yarka b'fanav. That all was a quote from Devarim Chavhei again, this time in Pasuk Tes, that she would approach, meaning his Yavama, his Ephrama would approach to him in front of the eyes of the elders, who are the judges, and she would do chalitza, take off his shoe from upon his leg, and she would spit in front of him. Says the Mishnah, Rok hanire ledayanim. The Mishnah understands from this that the spit has to be perceptible, has to be seen by the judges. Continues the Mishnah to quote that same parsha, V'ansa v'amra. She goes on to say, Kacha yaseh le'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. This is to be done to the man who did not build his brother's house. Ad kan hayu makrim. The Mishnah says, up until this point, that's when they would read, and that's it. It stopped right there, that's all she would say. Kishahikri Rabbi Hurkanas Tacha Se'ela Bikfar Etam V'gamar Eskol HaParasha Huchseku Lios Gomrim Kol HaParasha. So we say from the time when Rabbi Hurkanus used to say in the village of Etam, he used to finish the entire parsha, make her read all the way till the end. So it became a chazakah, it became the minhag in Yisrael that everybody would finish the whole parsha up until the end, meaning that they would say v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael. They would say that last verse that his name would be called in Israel. As we'll see at the end. That's the next piece of the verse. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah continues, quoting the same parsha, V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz anal. And his name, meaning the guy who did the chalitza, his name should be called in Israel the house of the chalutz anal, of the taken off shoe. We learn from here, says the Mishnah, that mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. It is the Tanakhama understands that it's a mitzvah for the Dayanim to say that verse, but it's not a mitzvah for anybody else who's there to say it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. He says that this verse, mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham lomar, it's a mitzvah on everyone standing at the Chalitza ceremony to say the following, chalutanal, chalutanal, chalutanal. Three times they have to say, the shoe has been removed. That's the end of the sixth Mishnah and the end of Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Gimel. Beis Shammai Omrim. A little bit of background over here. We're going to discuss Miyun. So we discussed Miyun previously. We had to understand Miyun for the first Mishnah and the first Perek. Miyun works the following way. a girl, her father has the right biblically to marry her. If a father takes a minor, a girl who's a minor, a young girl, a katana, and he marries her off, she is considered fully married. The only way she can not be married is to get a get or to have the husband die. But only the father of this katana has such an authority to do that. If the father dies and this girl is a yesoma, she's an orphan, so then the rabbis gave the mother and the brothers the right to also marry her off. But that marriage was only rabbinic. So she has a right of refusal later on. Now this mission is going to talk about that right of refusal. That right of refusal is called miyun, or that she is mima'enes. The one other case that we can have a case of miyun is, as we saw in the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, is something called the yesoma b'chaya av, a girl who's an orphan while her father is still alive. That case is a case where the father marries her off, and then her husband dies or she gets divorced. Now the father no longer has the right to marry her again, biblically, because she already left his reshus. She already left from his domain and his authority, halachically, to marry her. So if the father marries her a second time, that also is only rabbinic in nature, and therefore she can do miyun as well. So whatever the case over here, that we have a case of miyun, of refusal, and her backing out of this marriage, we now are going to have a series of disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to how miyun works. So says the Mishnah. Again, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Ein mema'anin ella arusos. Beis Shammai says you can only do miyun when the woman is an arusa, when she is engaged. But if she's already fully married to the man, so then there is no more miyun. Beis Hillel omrim arusos unesuos. Beis Hillel says no. Either way, even when she's engaged or when she is fully married, either way you can still do miyun. The reason over here is that Beis Shammai didn't want to be after marriage, because then if you could get out of this marriage afterwards, no one's going to want to spend a lot of money on the actual marriage and the whole ceremony. And in order to prevent that and encourage people to, yes, spend money and to get married, so they only made miyun from arusa, from being engaged, and not from after marriage. Hillel disagrees. Next says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim b'baal v'lo b'yavam. Beis Hillel omrim b'baal uvayavam. Beis Shammai says you can only do miyun to the husband, but if that husband dies and she falls out in yibum, she cannot do miyun against the yavam. Beis Hillel says no, she can do miyun against the baal or against the yavam. Continues the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim b'fanav, Beis Hillel omrim b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. Beis Shammai says that she has to do the miyun in front of him, of the husband. Beis Hillel says no, she can do it in front of him or not in front of him. Beis Shammai omrim b'beis din, Beis Hillel omrim b'beis din v'shalo b'beis din. Beis Shammai says that she has to do her miyun in beis din. Beis Hillel says she can do it in beis din or she can do it outside of beis din, as long as there are two witnesses. Amru lahen Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai m'me'enes v'hi katana afilu arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, she could be mima'enes, she could do miyun as many times as she wants. So if she's a ketana, her mother married her off, so it's only a rabbinic marriage, and she does miyun, then she can go and get married again, and do miyun again, go get married again, do miyun again, as long as she's still a ketana, so the marriage was never a full biblical marriage, she can get out of it by doing miyun. Amru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel and says, Ein benos Yisrael hefker? No, the daughters of Israel are not hefker. They're not ownerless. They can't look like they're out there getting married off 4, 5, 6 times, and they keep getting doing miyun. Ela mima'enes umamtenes ad shetagdil utma'ein v'tinase. Rather, says Beis Shammai, we have one of two options over here. Or she should be mima'enes, she can do miyun, and then she should wait until she gets older and then get married for real. We don't want to have a situation where there's another miyun. So we'll make her wait, and then she'll get married when she's older, and that will be a regular old marriage that you can't do miyun on. Or she can be do miyun now, and then go and get fully married, because according to Beis Shammai, you can't do miyun after you're fully married, only once you're engaged. So if she wants to do miyun and then go and get fully married, that's also fine for Beis Shammai, because it avoids the problem she won't be able to do miyun more than once. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph.